walk up to me and she asked me if I wanted to dance. She looked like a dream, so I decided I should take the chance.
Hello there, guys. Janet the Thunderwolf here. Another week, another spotlight. And oh boy, I have some news. Okoto is taking a temporary leave as he needs to take care of some personal life stuff. I'll be stepping in for him, so look forward to the spotlights being run by me for the time being. While he goes off on his whirlwind of an adventure, we're going to talk about some of the awesome music you guys have submitted. The song you've been hearing in the background is a cover from Dippa Draper of the song And Then She Kissed Me. The song itself is a lovely way to share the story of two lovers coming to a choice of marrying each other in the end. It almost made me cry happy tears, and I was getting a bit emotional. Their take on it just felt more furry in a way. But that just might be because it's from the furry fandom.
I've never ever kissed before. She kissed me right back the way I wanna be kissed forevermore. I knew that she was mine, so I bought her.
Sleep, so they say. Everything is kept in motion. Nothing feels the same. Moving day to day.
This is Zachwell D. Esther's song Pressure. I personally love what he's done with the song. He uses lax notes to play along with the singing and also adds in the harsh yet busy drumming within the background. The contrast of that is jarringly beautiful. The lyrics describe what we would see or hear within the city. And it even goes back to the first set of words near the end to show just how it's one big cycle that we would experience behind city walls.
To break the silence, no exercise in brave defiance. Could we just drift away? Could birth lead to decay?
Let's get a feel for Overload by Synth Music. I read in the description of the song that they wanted to simulate the idea of sensory overload. You got the piano-like synth playing with high notes, some muffled percussive sound bits as if they're too high for us to register. I could dissect the song for each sound presented, but I would like to encourage you guys to have a listen to it yourself. There is a lot of sounds to pull from it. This is Tired by Horizon 19. This one feels like a simple song. It's like they picked a few sounds they wanted to use, then made this. And like I said, it feels simple. The way they weave the sounds together is very complex. The sounds cut off one another through some of the edits, and even some of the percussive sounds change their reverb from here to there. It was like I was watching someone learn how to maximize their skills with some of the sound plugins that they have. And you know, that sounds tiring. And it's worth it in the end, as they gave us this gem of a song. This is the first movement from Yuka Wolfo's Piano Concerto in E-flat major. I was instantly hooked with the piano part of this piece. The orchestra felt like an integral part to lead and carry the piano as it played. It almost felt as if I was there in a concert hall to listen to this piece live. It plays with different time signatures and different rhythmic ideas, like some of the famous pieces made way back when. I had to close out with Drex's piece, Scherzo in A-flat minor. So, I don't know where to start with this. First, I highly suggest watching the linked YouTube video in the song's description. I love seeing visuals to the music as it's being played. Second, the opening just felt like someone shoving me out of the way, and I didn't have time to react. And bear in mind, the sheet music will have all the flats in the key signature. It has its moments where it switches to a key with not many accidentals, but Drax, you're a mad dragon. Thanks again for submitting all of your songs for the Spotlight. The Spotlight will be only hosted by me for the time being, so be sure to give Okoto some of your love and support as he's getting things taken care of on his end. Be sure to also check out the song selected for Furfinity's Music Monday, because it was a blast to listen to, especially if you want to go on an expedition. With that, and a friendly reminder to stay safe out there, this is Jaden, sparking off.